Good morning. My guest this morning is Carrie Fugit from Sonoma County Conservation Action. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. Another world is possible. I am very relieved to hear you say that after the events of the last few months. So this is a subtitle, Future Visions Through Music, Art, and Politics. The event is Friday, October 7th at the Arlene Francis Center. Talk about it. What's going to be there and what will happen?
Yes. Well, this is a beautiful event. It's an amazing collaboration of organizations that haven't worked together before, coming together around the three pillars of social justice, environmental resilience, and economic equity.
Great.
So I'm speaking for Sonoma County Conservation Action, and we're working really closely with North Bay Organizing Project, who works on important social justice issues, the Farmers Guild, who works to improve economic equity for young farmers in the community, as well as the Alliance for Regenerative Communities, the Redwood chapter of Sierra Club.
Wow.
We've all come together under this vision and knowledge that we can create another world, and we need to have immediate actions now in terms of voting, as well as a bigger vision for what we want to be voting on in the next decades worth
exactly.
of elections.
Very glad to hear you talking about this. What is the art and music that's going to accompany the rest of what's going on?
So we've got a wonderful variety show focused on local artists, musicians, poets, dancers. Some of the artists we'll be having include the Marshall House Project, Peter Morales on piano, Spoken Word Rebellion, Hugo de Capoeira, Siamba Drumming. We've got Aztec dancers, Celtic music with Mia Kanin, revolutionary art, DJ Novella, Burnside Band.
Oh, boy.
That's just to name a few. We're going to probably have some fire dancers out. And it's going to be all inclusion, you know, and come dance, learn, think. We're going to have a timeline where people can draw their visions on a wall of what they want Sonoma County to be in 2100.
Fantastic. Let's hope that that you can get some of Sonoma County's politicians interested in coming out. Do you think that's possible?
We've had a lot of interest, yes, and I've gotten RSVPs from several who are interested in coming, but it's not about specific politicians. It's about the general community that we want to form, and where do we want to be? How do we want to get there? And how do we ensure the conversation is happening across these three pillars and people advocating for affordable housing right alongside a living wage, right alongside land rights for young farmers, right alongside environmental and resource needs, because it all comes together for us on our daily life.
This seems to me to be the kind of event that presages more events to come. Do you have other plans to continue this action?
We have a lot of exciting ideas, and we would love to continue and expand our partner list. The Arlene Francis Center has been amazing at allowing us to do this on a limited budget. So, you know, it really just is that in the hands of the community to keep this going forward. We're definitely all in, and we're really excited about it.
What part of this effort are you most interested in? What's closest to your heart?
So for me, I speak a lot for environmental awareness and resilience, but it really all is combined. Affordable housing and social justice issues feed into environmental impacts. If we're commuting from far away to, you know, work in our local community, that's an environmental impact. So for me, I'm born and raised in Sonoma County, seen a lot of growth, and I would like to see Sonoma County keep its culture well, still having housing for the next generation, such as myself. So smart housing, smart centered housing around affordable public transportation, building up, not out, mixed use. I think that the answers are out there. We just need the political will to make it happen.
Well, I'm very happy to see people like you who are engaged in this effort, because we need all the help we can get.
And we've got an amazing community of ideas, so we just need to start moving forward and taking action.
Thanks very much for coming in, Carrie, and do come back. Let's tell people once again that this is Another World is Possible, Future Visions Through Music, Art, and Politics. It's Friday, October 7th, between 6 and 10 p.m. at the Arlene Francis Center in Santa Rosa. For information, you can go to Facebook and go to Another World is Possible or to conservationaction.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.